Very interesting parsha. The parsha of Hagrizim and Ha'evil. So if you look in Perik Chav Zayin, Veitzav Pasuk Yudalef, Veitzav Moshe Esa'om Bayom Ahulemoir, Moshe commanded the Om. Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yudalef. Veitzav Moshe Esa'om Bayom Ahulemoir, Moshe Vader commanded the Om.
Chav Zayin.
Yudalef. Yep. Eile Yamdu Levarich Esa'om Al Hagrizim. These are the people who should stand for the nation on the Har Gerizim. But Avrechem es Hayadim across the Yarden, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Binyamin. Ve'ele yamdu al haklala, and those are the tribes that should stand on the klala. Bahar Evil, Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali. Okay, so Klal Yisrael was split into two. Six tribes went on Har Gerizim. Six tribes went on Har Evil. And where were the Levim? Yeah. So some of the Levim went up on one tribe. Some of the Levim, the Gemara brings down. So the Gemara brings down that in fact what happened was in Sechta Seita, six Shvatim went to Har Gerizim, says Rashi. Six went to Har Evil. Va'koinim va'halavim va'orin amato be'emsa. And in this valley between the two mountains, the Koinim, the Levim, and the Orin stood. Hofchu Levim pneim klape Har Gerizim u'paschu l'bracha. And the Levim faced their face towards Har Gerizim, and they said, Baruch Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Shelo Yaseh Pesel Masecho. And they all answered, Amen. Ve'elo Oinim, both of them said Amen. Chazru Hofu Pneim Klape Har Evil. He then turned their face towards Har Evil. U'poschu B'klala, they said Aklala, Va'imim, and they said, Oro Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Pesel. And they answered Amen. In other words, and all the way through over here, where we have the various different brachos and the klala, so the Torah, in fact, there was an inverse to this too. And the Oro was facing towards those people who were on the Har Evil, and the Bracha was facing towards those people in the Har Gerizim. Okay, so there's a few things, very, very interesting things that I noted in the parasha. And that is, if you look at the parasha carefully, you actually see something that one would not expect. Klala is on one mountain, Bracha is on another mountain, okay? The Klala is on Evil, and the Bracha is Har Gerizim. So if you look at it on the surface, it seems that the Har Gerizim is a more respectable mountain, the more choshuv mountain, the more responsive to Bracha mountain, and Har Gerizim is the one that deserves Klala, the one that's not so great, the one's not so special. But it's absolutely not true. Earlier on, a few psukim earlier in the parasha, in Perich of Zayin, earlier on, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Pasuk Dalud, for Hoya Ba'Avrachim as a Yardin, he's supposed to take these big stones, write on them the Torah in different languages, and it says, Ashanechim etzava eschem hayoim bahar evol, the sadato oisom mesid, and put on, when you come there, put these stones and put them and seal them and cement them in with sid. In other words, they had these stones, these huge gigantic stones that had the various different languages that was on there, and the whole Torah is written on there. And it carries on. Uvenisu shom mizbeach laHashem elokecha. You should build a mizbeach. Mizbeach avolim. You should build a mizbeach. So on this Har Evil, on this, as it were, cursed mountain that all the klalas were on, that was a mountain that they put the Torah on in a different shivim loshen in 70 languages. That was a place where they made a mizbeach. And if that was a one that deserved the klalas, why have it there? On the contrary, where was the Har Gerizim? Where's the brach? Har Gerizim, the Gemara brings down, was a very, very terrible mountain. To the extent that Yaakovina took the Avodah Zorah that he took from Shechem, and he hid it in the Har Gerizim. Later on, the Kutim did Avodah Zorah, and they hid a semel, a form of a Yoino, and they hid it on Har Gerizim. So in fact, the Klala goes on the mountain that is more respected, and the Bracha goes on the mountain that's less respected. What's going on over here? Why do you Mahapach Liyitzus? Why do you change things around? So there's a few very, very interesting mahalchim. And one just on as an idea, just before we go too much further, there's a very, very beautiful Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch. And he says that if you look at the mountains, even today, Har Gerizim and Har Evil are exact opposites. Or exact opposites. He says Har Evil is a mountain that is stony, it is destitute, it hardly anything grows on it. It is rocky. It is very, very difficult to live on. Hagrizim, on the other hand, is lush. It's fresh. It's very, very beautiful mountain. Things grow on it. And he said, why is it that one grows all these beautiful different things and the other one is so destitute and bare? He says, it's not because the climate makes a difference, because they're exactly the same climate, they're exactly the same place to stroll, they're getting the same amount of rain, the same amount of sun, the same amount of wind, and one grows beautifully, and one grows terribly, it grows nothing. Why? What's the idea? He says, because brocha and klala, it's a beautiful idea, brocha and klala is not based on the exterior. Brocha and klala is not based on the outside. You can get the outside being exactly the same to two people, and one will use the outside positively, and one will use the outside negatively. It's nothing to do what happens on the outside. You can have terrible things happening to a person, and a person can be cheerful. And the other way around, a person can have wonderful things happening, and a person can be miserable. It's all about how a person internally takes a bracha, and he himself makes out of it something great or something negative. That's the idea behind Hagris Maha Evil. But the question was again, why is it that the mountain that we're supposed to respect, Har Evel, where the Mizbeach was on, and where the stones were on, that was where the Klala was faced, and the Brocha was faced on the mountain that had the Avodah Zorah on, and the Kutum on, why is that the case? So Moshe Feinstein says a very, very beautiful idea. And he says that, of course, we're all daven for Brocha. Of course we're all daven for Shefa, of course we're all daven for Parnosa, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, Vina Malkeinu is all about that. However, there's very great danger in receiving unlimited bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person gets everything they want. A person is in a healthy position, financially, physically, emotionally, in a family, everything is going exactly the way it should. A person gets lulled in a sense of good. He gets lulled into a sleep, and he doesn't produce what he should. In fact, by Yishman v'Yishum v'Yivat, he kicks. He thinks of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He does everything right, and a person doesn't appreciate it, and sometimes uses a brocha for unfortunately a klala. Says Ramesha, the idea behind putting the klala on the most blessed mountain of Har Evel is to teach us a lesson that sometimes it's not so bad to go through Yisurim. Sometimes it's not so bad to be pushed in a way that is chas v'shechili not going to break us, but it's going to make us grow. On the contrary, to put bracha, an unlimited bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just to give and to give, and not necessarily to let a person lack anything, that ultimately could be a very bad, it could be a terrible klala for a person. And therefore, yes, the mountain of bracha, The mountain that deserved the bracha, the mountain that ultimately was the more respectful mountain, was Har Evel. That was a mountain that deserved the most respect. The Torah was on and the Mizbeach was on it. But Dafka on that mountain, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, nope, I'm going to test you. I'm not going to give you everything you need. Let's see how you grow. And the other mountain, the Har Grizim, that was not such a wonderful mountain, Kodesh Baruch Hu pulled in it bracha to show that sometimes unlimited bracha is too necessary to make a person to cripple a person in seeing how much he can grow in his Avodas Hashem. It's a phenomenal thing. Switzerland and Liechtenstein and these countries are financially very stable. They haven't had a war for many, many years. They're financially stable. The banks are there. Very, very little in the world of technology, very little in the world of inventions or peace prize winners have ever come from these countries, because they are living, you know, with very happy very happy cows around and little bells around their necks and nice chocolate and watches that go on time. There's nothing really happening. They're not pushed. The greatest time sometimes where a person is pushed and has produced in our history has been in the times, Rachmana Litzlan, in the times of the Crusades, the times of Russian Tosus, where we've created giants based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu testing us. So bracha and klala is not what we perceive it. It's ultimately what brings us out, and therefore Har Evel deserved to have the klala to awaken it, and how Grizim was the one that had the bracha. That's one way of looking at it. Alternatively, and this is a very, very amazing point. If you look at the klalas are very focused. Oro ha'ish asher yaseh pesel masecha. Yeah. You look in these parashas. Oro ha'isha she'yasa pesel maseicha toivas Hashem. V'som baseisa. V'som baseisa means he does it secretly. He hides it. Oro makla ove imoy. Oro masi gavul re'eyu. Oro maski ive baderech. Ive baderech, person is blind. Oro sheikh. A lot of these things are done in a way that it's not noticeable. It's done on the quiet. Most of these clothes are done on the quiet. Oro makir e'e b'seise, done on quiet. And says Chassam Sofer, and this is a very, very powerful point. He says that living in a society where more is expected from one creates a responsibility to us to act in a particular way. We are not allowed to live and behave in the same way when we're living in a society like Eretz Yisrael, living in a society where we're living amongst frum people, living in a society that expects us to act morally. We cannot act we cannot act the same way as we would act in a place where we're not living in a place of Kedusha. We're not living amongst people who are Tamil Chachamim, not living in amongst a society that actually perceives Ruchnius in the way that we see it over here. And he said, therefore, the more a person's living amongst great people, naturally he'll be drawn after them. And he'll grow and he'll become one of them. If, however, this person doesn't do that, and he breaks away, and he goes off the path, and he does things by himself which are against what the norms of the society, this person gets punished much, much worse than a person who's living amongst regular people. People aren't so inclined towards Ruchnius. And therefore, on Har Eivel, Har Eivel was a mountain that had Ruchnius. It had the Torah in 70 languages. It had the Mizbeach. It had all things good. It had all wonderful things. On that very mountain, where everything is going the way it should, where you have all the knowledge you need, where you have all the Ruchnius you need, you have the Torah, you have the Avodah. If a person, therefore, deviates, and a person does not follow Rabbeinu Shloim in the way that he should, this person is likely to get punished much worse than a person than who doesn't live in such a society. And therefore, punkt on Har Eivel, a person who doesn't live up to what he should be living up to, he is a person who gets punished. On Har Gerizim, though, where there was Avodah Zarah, Yaakovina hid the Shechem's Avodah Zarah there, and the Kutim are the ones who got drawn after Avodah Zarah. And that is a place of Tumah. If a person stands out to be different to the crowd, he becomes an individual, and he grows above everybody else, then he deserves, because of his actions of stepping aside and leaving behind society, he deserves to get a bracha more than anybody else. So in fact, Har Eivel was a mountain with Ruchnius. It was a fantastic place, and he should have been drawn after it. He wasn't. That's where the klala applies. Har Gerizim, where things weren't so great, where there was a Avodah Zarah, a person stands up and is different to the crowd, he deserves bracha more than anybody else. That's Chassam Sofer. But what one mustn't be confused about is that the Mefarshim explain that Har Gerizim and Har Eivel ultimately were split. There was a Har Gerizim on one side and a Har Eivel on another side. The message to that is that a person doesn't necessarily look at where his profits are the most. A person has to invest in Ruchnius in a very, very safe, cautious manner. You know, somebody once went to the Vilna Gaon and said to the Vilna Gaon, if I'd be living in Vilna, in a little shtetl, in Dalad Amos, yeah, living in your own little room there, and you got your Sfarim around you, you got your Beis Medrash, you got the Yeshiva, yeah, of course it's easy to be a Gadol. You come to a big city, you come to the world of business, and where you have all the Nisyonis, that is where it's a Chochmah to be a Tzaddik. He said, I'm not looking for Chochmas. I'm not looking for Chochmas. I'm looking to protect myself the best I can. David HaMelech said, Becharti histeifev beis Hashem, I chose to cramp myself in the house of Hashem, midoyer ba'olei resha, rather than to live in the oyalei resha, the tents of the Rishoyim. Shkoyach. I prefer to live with Tzniken than to live with the Rishoyim. What's Dor Melech saying over here? Dor Melech is saying that if he would have lived in a place like we just discussed, in a place of Rishoyim, and stood out to be unique and to become great, the schar would have been much, much greater. Much, much more. But Dor HaMelech said, I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't looking for Chochmas. I prefer to be in a society that is moral. A society that knows what's corrupt and what's not corrupt. And live in a society and be drawn after them. And not get that much schar. but live in a society that knows where they're going and not get as much. And of course the risks are high. If a person doesn't live up to that, he does get the klala, rather than living in a society where I am head and shoulders above everybody else because I'm an individual and I am great and I'm able to live above the society. Har Griesman, Har Evel were two split mountains. You have to know where is the right place and where is not the right place. What is brocha and what is klala? What is right and what is wrong? Once one gets a clear picture of that, then of course a person is able to take the bad and create a better person, he can become great. And the Rachmanis are the other way around. The person has to be aware that even living amongst great people, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're always going to be that great person. And the achrayus, the onus upon you, if one doesn't follow these great people and one doesn't follow society who's doing the right thing, then the klala naturally will be pulled towards an har even more than a har grizin. So very briefly, we said a few messages over here. Number one, we said that Har Griesim and Har Evel, in fact, in the parasha, it seems to say that Har Griesim is much more sensical that it should get a bracha rather than Har Evel. In fact, they said exactly the opposite. Har Evel was where the Torah was given on 70 languages, where the Mizbeach was, and Har Griesim was where you had a Avodah Zarah. Why is that the case? It says, Ramesha, not always what we perceive as bracha is bracha, and not everything what we perceive as klala is klala. Sometimes the greatest klala we can have is having too much brocha. And sometimes the biggest brocha we can have is getting a bit of klala. Not klala, but nisyonus. And therefore the mountain that had greatness, that had the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu put klala in. To warn a person, make sure you don't do the wrong thing, and to test a person to make them great. And the mountain that had the Avodah Zarah, for Yaakov Avinu, he hid from Shechem, and everything else there, Sanas had a klala, that all the bracha, because that is something that can actually pull people down. That's the first vote. The second vote is, that we mentioned, that was also from Shamshapol Hirsch, that bracha and klala is from the inside, it's not from the outside. You can have two mountains, exactly the same environment, everything else going fantastic, but the bracha and klala doesn't come from the outside. You have the same wind, you have the same air, you have the same moisture, everything else, but one flourished and grew beautifully and one did terribly. Why? Because brocha and klala is from the inside, it's not from the outside. A person that can determine how he's going to take things, how he's going to deal with challenges, how he's going to deal with growth, that's the second thing. And third thing we discussed is that how careful one has to be to live in a society of good people and to ensure that we follow the good people, we follow what's doing what's right, because if we don't, we have a great, far greater Rachrayus, and the klala can follow us. On the other hand, a person living not such a great society, Bidi Eved, and he does have the ability to stand up above, then a person is entitled to deserve a lot more schar for that. If you have a chance over Shabbos, there's also a very beautiful Kliyok over here, and he says, if you look in the Torah briefly, let's end with this, he says, the Torah talks about something like very negative. Oro ha'ish, oro ha'ish, oro ha'ish. If it's according to what the Gemara is saying, that each one of these oros, each one of these curses had on the opposite a boruch, why didn't the Torah say oro, oro, and then boruch, boruch? Or just a boruch, and the opposite is oro. Why talk about the oro all the time, and not talk about the boruch, focus on the boruch, if in fact they had a oro and a boruch? So the Kliyoka says that, he says over here, Oy remes bezeh, shebertsois Hashem darke ish, oz yafich le hakola lebrocha, sheha haruim yisavcha lebrochas. He wants to show us that even if something looks terribly bad, it looks oro, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to completely take the oro and make it the best baruch it can possibly be. Take oro, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you should, hidden in this is the greatest bracha. I wish you all the Be'ezus Hashem, we should have a wonderful year. Shana Tova Mubareches, Shana Tova Masuka, and any Chas V'Chalila klala or oro we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem is Hapachit L'Toyv, we should all be Zeichet to these brachas.